Kingdoms of Glory. Through the atonement of Jesus Christ, all people will be resurrected. Alma chapter 11, verses 42 through 45. After we are resurrected, we will stand before the Lord to be judged. Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. See also 3 Nephi chapter 27, verse 14. Each of us will be assigned to an eternal dwelling place in a specific kingdom of glory. The Lord taught this principle when He said, "In my Father's house are many mansions." John chapter 14, verse 2. There are three kingdoms of glory, the celestial kingdom, the terrestrial kingdom, and the telestial kingdom. The glory you inherit will depend on the depth of your conversion, expressed by your obedience to the Lord's commandments. It will depend on the manner in which you have received the testimony of Jesus. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 51. See also verses 74, 79, and 101. Celestial Kingdom. The celestial kingdom is the highest of the three kingdoms of glory. Those in this kingdom will dwell forever in the presence of God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ. This should be your goal, to inherit celestial glory and to help others receive that great blessing as well. Such a goal is not achieved in one attempt. It is the result of a lifetime of righteousness and constancy of purpose. The celestial kingdom is the place prepared for those who have received the testimony of Jesus and been made perfect through Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, who wrought out this perfect atonement through the shedding of His own blood. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 51 and verse 69. To inherit this gift, we must receive the ordinances of salvation, keep the commandments, and repent of our sins. For a detailed explanation of those who will inherit the celestial glory, refer to Doctrine and Covenants, section 76. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 50 through 70, and verses 92 through 96. In January 1836, the prophet Joseph Smith received a revelation that expanded his understanding of the requirements to inherit celestial glory. The heavens were open to him, and he saw the celestial kingdom. He marveled when he saw his older brother Alvin there, even though Alvin had died before receiving the ordinance of baptism. Doctrine and Covenants, section 137, verses 1 through 6. Then the voice of the Lord came to the prophet Joseph. All who have died without a knowledge of this gospel, who would have received it if they had been permitted to tarry, shall be heirs of the celestial kingdom of God. Also all that shall die henceforth without a knowledge of it, who would have received it with all their heart, shall be heirs of that kingdom. For I, the Lord, will judge all men according to their works, according to the desire of their hearts. Doctrine and Covenants, section 137, verses 7 through 9. Commenting on this revelation, the prophet Joseph said, I also beheld that all children who die before they arrive at the years of accountability are saved in the celestial kingdom of heaven. Doctrine and Covenants, section 137, verse 10. From another revelation to the prophet Joseph, we learn that there are three degrees within the celestial kingdom. To be exalted in the highest degree and continue eternally in family relationships, we must enter into the new and everlasting covenant of marriage and be true to that covenant. In other words, temple marriage is a requirement for obtaining the highest degree of celestial glory. Doctrine and Covenants, section 131, verses 1 through 4. All who are worthy to enter into the new and everlasting covenant of marriage will have that opportunity whether in this life or the next. Terrestrial Kingdom. Those who inherit terrestrial glory will receive of the presence of the Son, but not of the fullness of the Father. Wherefore, they are bodies terrestrial, and not bodies celestial, and differ in glory as the moon differs from the sun. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 77 through 78. Generally speaking, individuals in the terrestrial kingdom will be honorable people who were blinded by the craftiness of men. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 75. This group will include members of the church who were not valiant in the testimony of Jesus. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 79. It will also include those who rejected the opportunity to receive the gospel in mortality, but who later received it in the post-mortal spirit world. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 73 through 74. To learn more about those who will inherit terrestrial glory, refer again to section 76. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 71 through 80, 91, and 97. Telestial Kingdom. Telestial glory will be reserved for individuals who receive not the gospel of Christ, neither the testimony of Jesus. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 82. These individuals will receive their glory after being redeemed from spirit prison, which is sometimes called hell. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 84 and verse 106. A detailed explanation of those who will inherit celestial glory is also found in Doctrine and Covenants, section 76. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 81 through 90, verses 98 through 106, and verses 109 through 112. Perdition. Some people will not be worthy to dwell in any kingdom of glory. They will be called the sons of perdition and will have to abide a kingdom which is not a kingdom of glory. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 32, and section 88, verse 24. This will be the state of those who know God's power and have been made partakers thereof, and suffered themselves through the power of the devil to be overcome, and to deny the truth and defy God's power. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 31. See also verses 30 and 32 through 49. Additional references. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 40 through 42, including footnote 40a. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 20 through 39, and section 130, verses 18 through 19. See also Atonement of Jesus Christ, Eternal Life, Heaven, Hell, Plan of Salvation.